Kippy McGee's, for we're a jolly crew. We all went into Kippy McGee's.
He turns the mic on after the hey. Do you not have a mic? Why are you yelling at me without your mic? You're listening to the Drew Marshall Show. We're at the end of the show, and we're at the point where Tim and I hate each other. I care about you so much. We're going to do a little thing called a pub crawl, and that's where myself and a few mates crack open a few topics, current affairs, pop culture, even touchy-feely relational stuff. So have a listen, because this could get interesting, or it might not. Joining us is JL Richardson, and her website is jlrichardson.com. She's an author. She's a book columnist on CBC's Q and speaker and does a whole bunch of other things. Craig Lewis is an employment lawyer. His website is employmentlawyermississauga.com. And Ashley David Chapman is the vice president of Chapman's Ice Cream, chapmans.ca. Today's topics, here we go, kids. Topic number one, a religious mother has gone ballistic because her kids did yoga at their Catholic school. Does she have a point, or is she being hypersensitive? And a little more to the story, she specifically said, I don't want my kids to do yoga. Then it turned out the kids did do yoga. So I think, if I get this right, the first kid, I think, did yoga, she didn't know, and then she said, I don't want any of that to happen again. And then the next time the kid did yoga, and then she freaked out, and she took it all the way to the Supreme High leader in the Catholic, not to the Pope or anything, but yeah. So we'll go with JL on this one. JL, simple kind of question. Does she have a point, or is she being hypersensitive?
So the thing that concerns me about this, first of all, yoga feels amazing for your body. So I feel like she's missing out, first of all.
Okay.
Secondly, the thing that disturbed me the most was the account that said the daughter came home crying because she knew she did something wrong.
That was what bugged me the most,
too.
You know,
it's this guilt and shaming that kids feel at such a young age for doing yoga. You know, I just think that is the worst part of the whole story, to be honest.
Yeah,
totally. If she doesn't like yoga, whatever, she's missing out. Her body will feel awesome if she does it. If she doesn't want to do it, the daughter shouldn't be crying.
Craig Lewis.
I would agree. I thought she was being a little hypersensitive, and I thought I picked up this whole crying thing was a bit much. The reality is that she was stretching, you know, without the whole
meditation. But how do we know that, though? Because the West has taken yoga and turned it into exercise, whereas it does have Eastern traditions in it, and there could have been Hindu teachings that came through. But then again, she could be hypersensitive going, well, Om is a Hindu teaching, and I'm freaking out about that. So we're not sure what was actually taught in the class.
Yeah. I guess what I'm basically saying is that if she has an objection to yoga, that's fine. You can have your kid not do yoga. That's my point.
Because you're the parent, so you can
exactly,
say.
Exactly, and that's your prerogative. Yep. But I think at the same time, you know, that particular issue of the child crying and feeling like they had done something horrible, I think does kind of make it look like there's maybe a little too much legalism going on.
Yeah. Ashley David Chapman.
I just thought it was kind of crazy. Yes, parents do have the right to decide what their children do at school. And there's two problems. It doesn't really matter about the yoga, but the school carried through with something that was extra to the class without the parents being okay with it. And that's not cool no matter what you're talking about.
Yep.
Mind you, the whole yoga thing just does kind of reek of a special flavor of intolerance. Like, come on, it's yoga.
Yeah.
Like, is it really that big of a deal?
I feel like she really needs to do some yoga. Yeah, like, maybe. Chill out.
Yeah,
you know?
put your ankles around your head. you'll get all of your chakras in line.
It's an advanced yoga.
You'll be better at churchy things.
It figures that Ashley David Chapman from Chapman's Ice Cream would be okay with yogurt. Wow, that was quite a groan, everybody. So my thinking on this is if this parent legitimately feels that there is evil in other religious stuff, that's probably why then you go, well, then send them to a Christian school. They did. Catholic school. Mm-hmm. All right, there it is. So now we're into, well, the Catholics, why are they having the yoga, the other religious stuff? Should it be part of the world religions class? Wait, we're talking about little kids. They're not learning things. So they probably were just stretching and doing it. So now we're back into, well, okay, what size of God are you actually worshiping here? Are you telling me your God is freaking out because your kid is breathing in a different way and doing exercise that other people of other religions, other beliefs have done for centuries? Your God's freaking out over this, is he? Yeah. Maybe you got the wrong God.
Catholics hate exercise.
Catholics.
That's why the kid was crying.
And stretching.
I
it's
like
the
that.
Devil. It's
hurt.
The devil.
I'm totally printing that on a
well,
shirt.
It's one of those things, though, that I think we teach our kids very early on what our faith is about. And
right.
for me, our faith is very much about love and teaching people about hope and all these sorts of things. And so when you take something like that and you make it, and the Catholic Church, unfortunately, is very good at making things about guilt and shame and just all the fear. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a very early stage of teaching your child to be afraid of everything that you're not, that you're afraid of, everything that makes you uncomfortable. And I have people in my family that felt that way about yoga. We've done it, and they realize, like, it's not a big deal.
All right, moving on to topic number three. See what we did? We change it up here in the Drew Marshall Show. That was one. This is three. An American missionary was killed trying to tell a remote tribe about Jesus. Now they want to send more people to recover the body. Good idea or not so much? Starting off with Mr. Chapman.
Well, I think they should just leave him where he lies, pretty much.
Yeah.
He violated rules to protect these people and keep their culture intact and... how many times did they warn that poor kid that what he was doing was idiotic?
Right.
And there's precedent. They've killed people before that invaded their home. So,
yes.
Again, it's just leave them be.
I did see something that also said the way this tribe is so isolated that any outsider coming in can bring with them, like, a cold which will wipe out the whole tribe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there are some bio things there.
Bioterrorism
there
is what he
That's
was engaging
right there.
In.
Yes, he was.
Exactly.
Yeah. Craig?
Again, I guess I'm going to have to agree. I mean, from what I understood from reading about this particular tribe and the island on which they live, bringing outside people in is a danger to them. They made it very clear they don't want anybody coming. Christian, non-Christian, doesn't matter. We don't want any outsiders coming in. Mm-hmm. Didn't heed the warning. It seems a shame for his family that they may not be able to give him a quote-unquote proper burial, but I think it's...
So, but it strikes me as very American, right? We leave no man behind kind of thing. And so if it is going to be simply a body recovery effort, then should the armed forces go in and get the body?
Oh,
because
gosh,
people are not trusting. But hold on. I'm not saying that they should do that easy. I hate it when people disagree with me. What I'm saying is that people are saying, no, they don't want to just get the body. They want another reason to go in there and sell Jesus again, right? So there's the weird thing there. JL?
Well, I think we have to be very aware of how missionary work has been heavily linked to colonization and colonialism. And
see, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, it's
I'm such a white guy.
It's really important to acknowledge that, because I think this idea that you're allowed or should be allowed or are permitted to go into anyone's homeland and provide them with the gospel is also linked to, like, residential school systems and all kinds of things. Slavery. Like, there's all kinds of things that have happened in the name of God that are about destroying populations of people and cultures and tribes intentionally and accidentally. So even, like, the fact that he went in, I agree, is terrible. But the fact that there's even a discussion or debate around whether they should go back in, to me, it's rooted in that whole problem of, like, stay away. Like, you're not welcome everywhere, you know?
But Tim, what do you say to the Christians who will say it says in the Bible that we are commanded to go into all the world and preach the good news? We are supposed to go to tribes that haven't had people and tell them about Jesus.
Learn yoga.
Learn.
No, I mean that in somewhat seriousness. This is beef. Familiar with who you are and get rid of the colonialism and.
My brother's a missionary, so, like, I'm not saying this, like, nobody should ever be a missionary, but I know a lot of people from communities that have had missionaries. There's both people who are very grateful and have become Christians as a result, and good things have happened, but there's also communities where you're constantly made to feel like you are lesser than, like the only people who are wise in your own community, like the Caribbean islands, the only people that are wise are the white people. And you're made to feel like they are the authority, the wisdom, and all these sorts of things that become very dangerous to your community. They make your community feel lesser than. And so I think we have to be really, really thoughtful when we're doing mission work.
Yeah.
I think it has to be deeply rooted in relationship and less in, like, landing in and sort of spreading out.
So more incarnational. Mm-hmm. There's a word for you. All right, the final topic. Oshawa's GM plant is shutting down, and the workers have walked out in righteous indignation. Are you sympathetic? Have you ever lost a job? Or did a union protect you and negotiate billions in corporate welfare bailout money from the rest of Canadians? Is this question biased? Maybe after investing all that money, all of Canada should be outraged. Craig.
Well, I can speak.
And we got like 20 seconds per person.
Very, very quickly. All right. So in my mind, and this might not be
public, who cares?
Unions, I think, have outlived their usefulness.
Okay.
I get a call pretty much every week from somebody who's a member of a union who says, my union doesn't fight for me. I don't know what's going on. I've got a grievance, et cetera, and so forth. And I have to tell them I can't do anything for them because I'm not the union's lawyer. But right. The point of it is the union structure is more about maintaining the union structure than it is about actually advocating for its union membership. So,
sounds like the church. JL.
I don't have a lot of experience in this. I will say I feel really terrible for all the families that have lost jobs. And I think the problem often is the people with money and power make decisions, and the people with the least amount of power are the victims in these situations. And so I feel really terrible for those families in Oshawa.
That's very nice of you.
Thank you.
You're very kind. You're so nice, you should be a Mormon. Ashley David Chapman. Yeah,
yeah, I agree that it's a shame, and I feel terrible for all those people that lost their jobs. There's not much more I can say about it. Like, this entire ride with GM has been absolutely ridiculous from day one.
Billions and billions.
I was one of the people that said, I can't believe we're bailing them out. If they can't, you know, support themselves, then they should fail.
Yeah.
Then they should fail.
Yeah. Isn't that
let
the
them go.
Free market?
Let them go.
Yeah.
I certainly won't buy North American vehicles myself because they don't last and they have no value.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, we tend as a society to prolong and drag on these problems, and then they collapse on themselves, and then we say, oh, please God, help us. And thoughts and prayers won't help you at that point when your technology is crap. And there's no market for your product.
Love
which
it.
I think is where GM is.
Love it. Really well said. A special thanks to Craig Lewis, employment lawyer extraordinaire, Ashley David Chapman, VP at Chapman's Ice Cream, J.L. Richardson, diversity guru and author. That was the Drew Marshall Show. If you missed any of today's show, you can go to our social media profiles, follow us, and we'll let you know when it's loaded on our website or iTunes or SoundCloud, and you can listen to it again at the end of this week. Go to our Facebook page, watch all the video, a little wave to all of our video people there on the Facebook Live stuff. And that's the end of today's show. See you next week, kids. Sure is a lot of fun. I am-